If you don't have a direct line to your clients and customers, you don't have a reliable way to make sales. You can't build a business on platforms you don't own and can't control, because at the end of the day, when an algorithm calls the shots, it's not a direct line to your people. Now, if you want a direct line, you need an email list, plain and simple. The best part is you don't have to figure it all out on your own. Enter the List to Launch Lab, my signature program that teaches my exact email system and blueprint for starting, nurturing, and monetizing your very own email list. The doors are open right now, but they are closing soon. Get started now at jennakutcher.com/email. You have the power to create a system that ensures the right people get the right message from your business at the right time. Join the List to Launch Lab today at jennakutcher.com/email before the doors close at midnight on May 22nd. That's jennakutcher.com/email. I cannot wait for you to start growing your list that you can launch to. All of my listeners were business owners, and we need to address the elephant in the room. We're working in a new environment. The world is changing on a day-to-day basis. Now, behind closed doors, I've been asking myself a lot of hard questions and exploring what forward will look like. I have something personal that I'll be sharing with you soon, and I wanted to note that we are not back to business as usual. The usual is what got us here, especially considering what parts we all play in the unification of the human race. Now, this particular episode, it fits into our normal framework, honoring my commitment to serve my community. As we move forward with our business content, please expect for me to infuse content that is candid, sharing some of the things I'm experiencing and learning in this time. This will be me removing the leader hat and leaning into being the student. I only ask that you stick around and learn with me if you're ready. Stay tuned as we adjust in forward motion. Now, on to the show. The main thing that I want for you to walk away with today is the tools to start an email list, no matter where you're at with the business side of things, and the belief that you deserve to show up in people's inboxes. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Let's talk about one of my favorite topics, email lists. Now more than ever, it's so important that we're focusing on email marketing. Think about how many people had to very quickly communicate what's going on in their world, how their business was going to survive, what they needed support with, and if they are relying on social media alone, then they are and were battling algorithms and getting your message across to people who might not care or who are not in their vicinity to support in a tangible way. If you're not able to reach out to your clients with a click of a button and say, hey, here's what our plan is, here's what we need from you, here are the best ways you can tangibly support us, then it is time to really focus in on creating an email list, something you own, and something that allows you to hit send and land in the inboxes of those that opted in to hear from you. So whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur who feels guilt for waiting so long to begin, or you're someone who's just testing the waters with the business world and you keep hearing about how important an email list is, then this episode is your exact playbook for getting started. When it comes to marketing, so many business owners are unfortunately getting it wrong. They are so focused on social media, and when social media is your only marketing strategy, you're building your business on borrowed land. You don't own the followers, you can't control the platform, and you're not in control of the user experience, changes, shifts, or the experience people are offered. When we look at email, it is this safe space for you to serve and to know that without hesitation, your emails are landing in the inboxes of people who raise their hands saying they want to know and learn more. Business owners should have two main priorities. That's it, two. You should be starting or growing your email list, and the sole focus of your social media should be the handshake, that connection creator that invites people off of those platforms and onto said list. You likely already have social media rocking, so today let's focus on that second pillar of your marketing strategy, your email list. The literal goal of my social media channels is to guide people onto my email list so that I can serve them well in their inbox inbox and eventually invite them to join a paid program or take advantage of an offer. That's it. Digital marketing simplified. So let's dive on in to all things starting your email list. Are you ready? Here we go. You likely clicked on this episode because A, you're a Gold Digger podcast longtime listener and I adore you for it, or B, because you caught a view of the title and you know that you've still felt this inkling of desire to start your email list, especially in these weird times when you know you could be speaking to a list with inspiration or tips or encouragement, but you just can't get past that starting line. Hey, I totally get it. From my experience in running an online business and leading others in starting and growing their own businesses, I know it to be true that starting is always the hardest part. Always. The starting point is where we often have the least amount of answers and the most barriers to entry, whether those barriers are real or a bit imagined from just not knowing what steps to take or what's the quote, right thing to do first and then next and then after that. And I hear you because I know that starter's fatigue is so real and we often get caught up in this preliminary phase. I want to continue showing up for you with these simple 1, 2, 3 steps that anyone can take to start making imperfect action and to progress towards the things that move the needle the most for us. My email list is the number one way that I drive profits into my business, but here's the thing. You don't even need to have a business established in order to start your list. That's right. You don't need a website, a business plan, or even a fully fleshed out idea of where you want to go in terms of speaking to your future subscribers. That can and will come with time. The main thing that I want for you to walk away with today is the tools to start an email list, no matter where you're at with the business side of things, and the belief that you deserve to show up in people's inboxes. And before we dive in, let me first ask you this. Do you have social media accounts? Do you post stuff online? Those same messages and topics that you write about on social media, which by the way, only about 3.5% or less of your followers are actually engaging with that stuff, are the same things that you can weave into your email strategy and get way better engagement and sales in the future just by showing up directly inside of someone's inbox. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Before we even talk strategy or copy, let's get your email list off the ground and up and running. Spoiler alert, before we get too far in, it's not as hard as we'd like to believe it is, and I am here to walk you through 3 steps to get started today. The first step is to simply pick an email provider and get all signed up. Now, there are tons of email service providers out there, but don't let the amount of options cause you to be paralyzed and never make a decision. Do your research on maybe 2 or 3 providers and then go with the one that your gut is pulling you towards the most. How do you know what your gut says to do? You just know. Seriously, it is the one that excites you the most and feels the easiest to jump into and get started. A level of intuition when making decisions is a huge factor for success as an entrepreneur, so lean into the decision of the one that makes you feel the most capable of making progress and moving forward. I literally have been on 4 different providers throughout the years as my list has grown and my needs have changed. And so it's important to know that our decision that we make today does not mean that you're stuck for life. If you have no clue where to start or what kind of providers to look for or what to even type into the Google search bar, I have to do a quick shout out to my friends over at Flowdesk, a newer email marketing business, but legit the best I have ever seen. And I have been around the block with a few email providers. Now, I love Flowdesk because they've literally removed all of the barriers that are standing in your way to starting an email list. Worried about the tech? They have simple, straightforward, easy for anyone to comprehend tutorials and guides to setting up your system. Don't know how to get people on your list? They've got easy ways for you to create opt-ins for people to sign up and become subscribers on your email list. And you don't even need a website. That's right. They have step-by-step instructions for how to set up a standalone landing page through their platform to host your freebie or opt-in and to get people rushing to sign up for your list. Maybe you're stressed about how to show up for your list or worried about designing emails or scared to create a system for emailing regularly that doesn't stress you out. They cover all of that too with gorgeous email templates that you can customize with your branding, and they provide content ideas for what to share with your people and ways to easily input your own word stories and insights into an email. They even have a suite of templates that I personally help design. Plus, you can completely automate the full shebang, setting up nurture sequences and email funnels to go out with strategic timing and without you having to click send on everything you want to land in other people's inboxes. Okay, I know I said I don't play favorites, but it's probably very clear why Flowdesk is up there on my list of go-to email providers, especially for those of you that are just starting. They literally make it easier than putting on your favorite pair of sweatpants for the day. And you know, I'm always looking out for you, so I made sure to get you the best deal ever from my pals over at Flowdesk. Just head to jennakutcher.com/Flowdesk. That's jennakutcher.com/FLODESK. And you can get a 30-day free trial, no credit card needed, and lock in at 50% off their subscription after you fall in love during your 30-day free trial. Anyways, it's a pretty sweet deal, but I also want for you to remember that whoever you choose, whoever you end up with, it's not permanent. You can change your mind. You can change providers down the road really easily. So don't let the amount of options out there keep you from picking just one. I know it's easy to open up a million tabs, get stuck comparing all the options and the promises and the language, get mega confused when you see a word that makes zero sense to you right now, like funnel or sequence, and then just give up. So my best advice is this, just pick one today. Now, if you're sitting in front of your computer, marry it for now and get on with the next steps. If you don't love whatever you pick in 6 months or 2 years, it's totally changeable. But as soon as you make your choice, you'll be well on your way to getting that list moving, grooving, and growing. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. I know what it's like to feel completely thrown off your game because you're just not motivated or your mind isn't in the right space. That's why I'm thrilled to tell you all about Superhuman Activations. Now, if meditation isn't for you, you need to try Activations instead. Activations are a groundbreaking new type of audio that's this mix of a motivational podcast, cinematic music, and guided visualization. They are fundamentally different from meditation and a lot more exciting to listen to. Instead of calming you, activations are motivating, energizing, and transformative. You'll reach your goals faster, whether you want to earn more money, get clarity, achieve a health goal, or feel like you're reaching your highest potential. They're essentially a shortcut to get to where you want to be and the ultimate way to visualize your future self. And you can only find them on the Superhuman app. I use and love Superhuman and find myself playing activations several times a day, whether I'm baking bread, doing my skincare, or even when I'm in the shower. Superhuman offers something completely different to other apps out there, and I cannot wait for you to try them. Take advantage of their 14-day free trial and head over to activations.com/golddigger to start your trial and save over 60% off your membership. There is literally no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money-back guarantee. The discount is only available through their website, not the app store. So visit activations.com/golddigger now for over 60% off. Do not miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts and it expires soon. That's activations.com/golddigger. Now the next step is this. Create one free offer. This is going to be called your opt-in, or it's otherwise known as a freebie or a lead magnet. You might have heard all of these terms before, and they're all interchangeable and they all mean the same thing. Basically, you want to figure out something that is of value for your people that they'd be willing to give you their email address to receive. Think of it kind of as this rule of reciprocity. They hand over access to their inbox and you give them something awesome in exchange. Now, this doesn't have to be complex, professional, perfect, or take a million hours of work. In fact, most of my students complete this step in 24 to 48 hours with my encouragement. So ask yourself, what can you offer without having to do hours of work and research that can add some sort of value to someone else's life? In other words, what are you an expert at, or what have you gotten results doing? What's a template that you've created that you could share, or a life hack that changed your world that could help someone else? What's some sort of value add that you can give to others that doesn't cost you a whole lot of time or money? You can position it as a free guide, a coupon code, a download, a challenge, a webinar, a training, free shipping, an extra product. It really can be anything. But the important thing is to just start with one thing and to let it be super simple. Like for me, I could create a massive download for how to double your Instagram engagement in 1 month, but that in and of itself could also become a profitable course or a blueprint that I could sell. And it likely would be so full, so jam-packed with content that it would be too big and too complicated to give it away for free. So break it down into something smaller and simpler. Like, how about 3 easy ways to up your Instagram engagement in a week? That would have clear and simple steps, a way to measure results, and be a quick win for people that ideally just want to opt into it. You don't need to get them the biggest results ever for free. You just want to focus on getting them one really clear result or offer that is valuable. Like, a quick win for someone is well worth exchanging their email address for. Now, hopefully you have an idea or two in mind for what you can build your freebie around. If you don't, what I would recommend is going on Pinterest or on Google and typing in a topic that you're super passionate about. Think about something that you could just riff about for like 20 minutes straight, where your friends roll their eyes when you bring it up because you're so passionate about it. Type in that topic and see what other things people are searching for that you could potentially create and put your own spin on it. So now that you have your idea, or you have a plan to research to figure out what your idea is, it's time for you to create it. Now, you can use free design tools like Canva to create a pretty PDF if you're concerned about the appearance, or you can literally just type in Microsoft Word or in a Google Doc and then export that file as a PDF, and voila, you now have yourself a freebie. Side note, I really don't love seeing messaging or pop-ups online saying generic things like "join my email list," because it's like, well, why? I'm not going to sign up for something if I don't know what to expect or what I'm going to get in return. So instead of having a generic email club, make sure you're creating something with tangible value. I don't think anyone these days wants to sign up for more email unless they know exactly what they're going to be getting in return. With a freebie, big or small, you're offering value and a quick win to people so that they are building trust with you, and you're starting an experience with your brand and creating this relationship with you based on what you're giving to them. It's a win-win. The next step is usually where people start to say, "Jenna, I'm not tech savvy. I don't know what to do now." And it's honestly quite simple. You need to have a sign-up form or a way for you to collect an email address and exchange that freebie that you just created. Now, if you have a website, or if you're using a platform like Flowdesk to create a landing page to house your freebie, essentially just a page where people can sign up for it, then you can create a sign-up form that succinctly explains the value of your freebie and explains that they'll get it delivered to their inbox automatically if they leave you their email address. It could say something like, "get 10% off your first purchase by joining our list," or "sign up here to get access to my guide and learn 3 ways to take better iPhone photos." The bottom line with creating a freebie is that you just need one to start, and it should be something you're pumped to shout from the rooftops, because the real movement comes when you share and reshare the things over and over and over again. Remember at the top of this episode when I said a business owner should have 2 main goals: starting and growing an email list, and then using social media to be the handshake that feeds into that list. When you share the freebie you just created on social media, you are following through on my exact strategy because you are taking your followers off of the platform, the one that you don't own, and bringing them into a safe space where you can control their experience. Now, I remember when Drew was just starting his own business, it was a health coaching business. And what we decided to do was actually create two freebies, which is a really good next step for you after you create and test and deliver your first one. He didn't have a website or a logo or a name or any of that stuff yet. He literally was at ground zero, but he had heard me preach about email lists for years. And so we used his email list to help us create his brand and craft his paid offers. If you are about to pivot into a new business or you want to start a business, listen up. This is so important because before Drew was a stay-at-home dad, he ran this business called The Kutcher Method. It was a health coaching business. And we were actually going to angle the entire business towards at-home workouts. And so the first guide we created was 5 at-home workouts that required zero equipment. The second guide, however, that we created was our exact grocery list checklist just to see if people responded more to the food side. Turned out we were totally wrong and people loved the food stuff 5 times more than they wanted the at-home workouts. Knowing this bit of information helped us to create and craft his brand, build his website, write his copy, and create offers that people actually wanted. So can you see how starting an email list before you even have a business allows you to test out ideas, to see what resonates, and to collect feedback from people who will likely become your paying clients? We literally still do this in my brand to this day. Before we launch a new product, we always create a freebie and push it out into the world to see how our audience responds. Is this something that people see as valuable? Is this something people are excited about? What is the feedback that we're getting on this? It has saved us so much time, energy, and money on creating offers that people don't necessarily want. And it's helped us refocus on the areas where people are so eager to take action. So our email list is this living and breathing thing that allows us to make educated decisions about what we're going to create, what we're going to sell, and how we're going to show up for our audience. It's literally the barometer of our business. Now, before I dive into step 3, I want to share something that we've been working on when it comes to email marketing, because it might inspire this part of the process for you. So instead of focusing on creating brand new freebies and new content, in this season, I doubled down on our top 10 freebies. And I know that 10 sounds like a really big number, but we literally have over 60 different freebies that we've created over the years. And so choosing our top 10 best offers, we've gone through and revamped and updated and created a strategy to share and reshare them over and over and over again. Freebies that were created years ago are still moving the needle in my business today. So instead of feeling like you have to create a brand new freebie every week or every month, focus on creating an offer or a few offers that will stand the test of times. Now, step 3 and the final step to starting and growing your list is to create a way for people to sign up for your list and share that offer everywhere and anywhere. And I know what you're probably thinking. You're totally worried about the tech right now, aren't you? Unfortunately, I can't go super into detail about how to create your signup form and where to house it because it depends on your email provider and whether you have a website or not. But I can guarantee that whatever provider you went with likely has a detailed explanation and probably even video tutorials for how to get this all set up in less than an hour or two. So just Google MailChimp opt-in form or Flowdesk signup form to learn how to set yours up the right way. The essential takeaway is that all you need is a page with a signup form where you can collect someone's name and email address. That's it. Like, think through the actual steps. You have an offer that someone wants. You have a spot for them to claim it and to sign up. They type in their name and their email address, and you send over the promised goodie through automation. Once you have a signup form, you can share that page or that link with people. You can add it to your Instagram bio and point people to that through your stories and your in-feed posts. You can link to it in Facebook posts and groups. You can add it to your email signature. Don't just share your freebie once and be done with it. You worked hard to get this offer together. So cycle it through your posts and aim to invite your followers or friends to join you even once a week. Only 3.5% of your audience is engaging with your posts on social media. So even if it feels like you're saying and promoting the same thing again and again, it is landing in front of new sets of eyes each time. And most people need to be exposed to an offer numerous times before they ever take action. Don't let this hard work live and die with just one post. Nowadays, when we create a new freebie, we literally map out the next quarter and how we're going to continue sharing that one freebie over and over and over again. There's some crazy statistic that it says that someone needs to be exposed to an offer 7 times before they even make a decision. So if you feel like you are shouting it from the rooftops over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are doing it right. So there you have it. Those are the 3 easy steps for starting and growing your email list. It's really as easy as 1, pick your provider, 2, create an offer, and 3, figure out where to house your freebie and a plan to share it again and again. If you're like, cool, now what do I say to my list? I've totally got you covered. I actually have so many resources for email list building and strategy. You can go to jennakutcherblog.com and simply type email list into the search bar to find ways to grow your email list using Pinterest or how to serve your list or how to build out consistent emailing routines and so much more. Plus, I have an entirely free challenge to help you take your list from 0 to 250 subscribers in 30 days. You can sign up for that bad boy at listbuildchallenge.com and watch your numbers grow to 250 and beyond. We also have all the tech tutorials on how to do all the stuff that I talked about inside of this episode if you want to walk through all of these steps together inside that challenge. And don't forget, it's completely free. Again, that is at listbuildchallenge.com. Before you know it, you're going to have a living, breathing, growing, and thriving email list of eager subscribers that are excited to hear from you each and every week. Now, I know it seems like a big jump, but I also know that you are fully capable, and I am here to walk alongside of you and to help you every single step of the way. Get your provider picked out, build your freebie, and share it with the world. And who knows, maybe I'll see you in my inbox. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals and get to work on your email list today. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.